Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, welcome back to our Comme d'Archi summer series dedicated to color. In this episode, we will be talking about the color ochre. This is Esther, and I will be reading a thin thesis written by Anne-Charlotte. Symbolically, ochre reassures and soothes. It is found in places of well-being, particularly in the East in hammams. Ochre invites you to travel. Its authentic nature refers to the idea of harmony. Despite its negative connotations, basic, rustic, old, dark, ochre knows how to cultivate both discretion and sumptuousness, approaching gold, which we will discuss in the next episode. As you know, ochre counts in architecture, so much so that today in southern Burgundy, France, you will find an architectural agency called Ochre Architecture, an agency that campaigns for projects anchored in their environment, created by a carpenter's daughter, Océane Garot, who has a dual training as an architect and a sustainable construction engineer. On Earth, ochre is used everywhere in architecture, from the East to the West, from Morocco to Mexico to Rome to Provence via Africa. The color ochre is made by a clay colored by iron, which has become ferric rock. It is composed of pure white clay, kaolinite, and iron hydroxide, goethite, or iron oxide, hematite. The goethites give the ochre its yellow color, while the hematite tends towards the reds. This colored clay is amalgamated with stained grains, quartz. The ochres are thus found in the soil in the form of ochre sands. Ochre, which is non-toxic and long-lasting, has been used as a natural pigment since the dawn of time at Lascaux in France during prehistory. Who has never heard of these old quarries? The Colorado Provençal, the Sentier des Ocres de Roussillon, which have not been exploited since the 1950s, but attract thousands of tourists every year. Ochre can be found on all five continents, but exploitation has become rare. In Europe, only one company still operates its ochre and sand quarry, in France, in the Vaucluse at Gargas. They transform the sands into pure ochre in their Apt factory. It is the Société des Ocres de France, created in 1901. It was bought and saved by the Apt mason, Gilbert Guigou, when he retired in 1974. With patience, he relaunched production and found new outlets for the ochre. Gilbert Guigou's children then took over, followed by the last generations, a beautiful family story. Today, we are proud of what we represent, a French know-how passed down from generation to generation, a noble product, an ecological industry, an international curiosity, an immense desire to make our industrial heritage prosper. Not to get rich, but simply to make our grandfather proud of us and of what we have accomplished. It's a real challenge and we will succeed, underlines Stéphanie Anglès-Guigou, Gilbert's granddaughter. Today, ochre finds its application in the building industry for the coloring of plaster, whitewash, and even concrete, etc., in industrial or artistic paints. Ochre is ecological, easy to use, resistant, and inexpensive, for the architect and president of the Terre et Couleur Association, Félicien Carly. Natural ochre paint is gold, he adds, because ochre is the most opaque pigment against ultraviolet damage. It is also found in the clay industry, the coloring of tiles, roof tiles, etc. is a major concern, in the ceramics industry. It is even used in cosmetics for coloring powders and eyeshadows, in agriculture for coloring fertilizers, In short, ochre can color binders of all kinds. The architectural model that the color ochre embodies most in France is without doubt the Bastide, and more particularly the Provençal Bastide with its ochre facade coatings. The historian and archaeologist Félix de Vernay defined the Bastide as new towns built all at once under the influence of a single wheel. Alcide Curie-Sambre, a historian of medieval towns, took up this definition and clarified it. The Bastides were all founded a novo, in one go, on a precise date, on a preconceived plan, generally uniform, and this in the period of 100 years, 1250 to 1350. The typical model is one with two major axes and a number of parallel and perpendicular roads on either side. In the southwest of France, in the Middle Ages, they were built in large numbers for political reasons and to escape the feudal model. Provence also has some beautiful Bastide houses with ochre facades with different designs and typology. Bastide appeared in Provence essentially at the beginning of the 16th century. Moreover, in the 17th and 18th centuries, all Provençal towns were surrounded by Bastide. They were more of a private residence than an urban typology. They were home to nobles and middle-class people who came to cool off during the summer months, but also to supervise the farming of their land. This was particularly the case around Aix-en-Provence, the headquarters of the Parliament and Court of Auditors. The hinterland of Marseille also developed Bastide more so during the 19th century. Unlike the Mas de Provence, which is usually built near a water source, Bastides are often built on small heights so that they dominate the surrounding countryside. Generally, they are square-shaped and have a garden level and two floors accessible by a staircase. The stone is always hidden by an ochre-colored plaster, as exposed stone is considered a sign of poverty. The symmetrical facade of the Bastide is organized by several openings surrounding its central entrance door, itself crowned by a wrought iron balcony. A shaded esplanade leads to the entrance of the ochre Bastide. Thank you, dear listeners. This was Esther for Angel Note. Let's meet again soon in a new summer Comme d'Archi.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.